First of all, we have a single comment. I'm not going to be glad. We have all different distances, places, and most of them. But I believe it's important for us so to solidify our purpose in the community. Why we come to this conference? Every year, basically, the purpose is the same, but there's a different focus, a different angle, a different perspective. Remember her message, her warning, and her request. And we check ourselves to see whether or not we are following through with her request. What she has asked us, what our mother has asked us, her children, albeit not so dear many times. But we, her children, whether or not we are fulfilling her request. When we come to the conference, usually what takes place is we take a look at the situation that we're in. We take a look at the situation of the world. We take a look at the situation of our government. We take a look at the situation of the church. We take a look at the situation of our souls. It's easy to point the finger at all the different troubles, and there's plenty out to point the finger. When we get to that last point, to point the finger at ourselves and our soul and to see what we are culpable of and capable of, it's a little harder. We will have talks and we will point out the situation in the world. We will be reminded that we do not live in a godless society, a God-filled society, our God-fearing society. We live in a godless society. And every day seems to edge further and further away from the Lord. His will, His way, His law, His truth. We'll take a look at perhaps our country. We are addressed to politics or economics. We're reminded of the bleakness of the picture. Maybe we won't focus on it to a great extent, but it will be a topic that will come up, no doubt. We will definitely talk about the church. We will talk about what the church used to be. We will talk about what the church is. We will talk about what people who say they are part of the church are doing to the church. We will talk about that. When we take a look at problems are easy to point out. It's another whole thing to point a solution out. Is there a solution to these great problems that we take a look at? Absolutely. Absolutely there are. If we don't believe that, then we must question our faith in He who is with us in this church today at Tabernacle. When we have Him, we have every solution. We're being little children, ignorant of what we have. We need to be guided by our mother. We will be reminded that our blessed mother, the woman of history, who will crush and has crushed his head, live triumphant. We will be reminded that our loved ones have asked us to pray the Lord for your day. And then we will come to a point individually called a decision. We will all have to make a decision. None of us who come to this conflict will ever live the same. It's an impossibility. Whenever you get close to the good Lord, you cannot be the same. You either be worse or you need to be better. Take a look at the apostles. The night of the Last Supper. Many, if not all of them, but first. They received communion for the first time that night. There is a special graces and a special sermon. A special message. Token is a special love that only comes from the divine. And yet they left. And the time of the test came. One betrayed, one denied, and the rest lost faith. And they were warned. They were warned. But after they repented, no word came back to them. The 11 who were at the supper, you can include Matthias, the 12, 19. They were better than to put the word. So we will come to the decision. The angle of this conference will be about conversion. What does conversion mean? Does that mean, okay, I was a sinner, and I'm not a sinner anymore? Not necessarily. It was interesting when I was thinking about this talk, thinking about conversion, is that the title of our conference? Men must change. Well, that's about the topic. Men must cease offending God. He is already too much offended. Talk about change. They said stop. I'm thinking of this word conversion. It sounds like an electrical term to me. And I have an electrician in the source of my parish, and I was talking about conversion. He was talking about AC, alternate current, DC direct current, how it all works and everything else like that. And how current can be changed. And depending on how it's changed, determine the effect it has. It can't be interfered with. If it's interfered with, then the thing that fills the power won't be powered sufficiently. There may be problems if it works at all. I came to think of it. Well, same thing with us. Spiritually speaking, we're powered by one thing. Only one thing, and that is God in his life. God in his goodness makes us good. We do not make ourselves good. Other by ourselves, we are deficient. Is God's grace, is his grace available to us? Absolutely. Infinitely available to us. Because he's available to us in the Blessed Sacrament. So why is it that there's a deficiency? There's a problem with the current. There's a problem with the connection somewhere. A change must take place. And in order so that we reach to a higher degree of perfection, a more perfect unity with has this problem, and that person has that problem, and this person has this problem. But what does it all come down to when it comes down to this person, me, myself? What can I do differently? And I can do differently the things that pertain to my soul, my relationship with God. Conversion means we take a look at those things that are in opposition to the good Lord, and we get rid of them, totally get rid of them. We don't justify having them around. Whether it be immodest dress, inappropriate music, movies, entertainments, bad friends, bad associations. We don't get discouraged by our weakness, but we go seek His strength. What is it that the Lord says about governments? Before governments can change, men's hearts must change. What can us do in this church do? And the world so big. I'll take a look at the Bible, book of Genesis. Abraham. God told Abraham he's going to destroy the city of Sodom and Gomorrah. And Abraham prays for those cities and says, if I can find 50 just men, city? God said, yes. If you find 50 just men, I will spare the city. 40. Yes, I will spare. 30. Yes, I will spare. 20. 10. Yes, I will spare the city. And then it says, the Lord left. Abraham went to seek. Could he find 10 just men? What is a just man? Is a just man what other men think of him? No. Usually what fellow men think of their men, of other men, is distorted. And not really the truth. A just man is how God sees. We are just. Depending on how we know God is or is not pleased with us. And we know whether or not God is happy with us. We know those things that aren't appropriate, that we justify. That's where we have to change. That's where we have to make a decision. Perhaps we justified a long time ago and this has been going on our way. That's why we're here, to shed light on those things. Don't be afraid, discouraged, or deceived of things that need to change. Thank God for the grace and then change them. Perhaps we need to change our method of prayer. People think that they pray the rosary when they say the rosary. Or they keep holy the Lord's Day just because they go to church. Well, we don't keep holy the Lord's Day just because we walk in the church and we sit in the pew and we gawk at whatever is happening up here. Holiness means that we're one with God. What is prayer? Prayer is a conversation with God. Lifting up of our hearts, our minds, and our souls to God. It's not about opening up a book and reading out of it a bunch of words that we have no understanding what we mean. And that's when things have to change. How we communicate with God. You know what's a good indicator of proper communication with God? What is the last thing God said to you? Isn't that a good conversation? When you do talk, two people are talking, you have a conversation, one person talks, the other person listens, and the other person talks, and one person listens. That's what I hate. That light to shine before men who sit in darkness. The light to the world.